KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And good morning at 8:07. I'm Rick Hansen. We have clear skies and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 57, winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. In the news, the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund has answered the call again this year. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, says $1,000 was donated to the Nisshita Valley Family YMCA partnership with the youth campaign. She says, "We feel strongly about the importance of the YMCA in our community and hope that others will too. The YMCA is a safe environment for our children," she says, "and offers plenty of programs to keep them active throughout the year. Scholarships are available for all ages to enjoy the facilities, along with a free membership for all fifth graders. All the funds donated by the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund are raised at the organization's annual golf tournament. The 13th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament will be on Saturday, August 14th. Plans are already in the works, and Petty says, "We encourage everyone to stop out at Nisshita Hills Golf Course on August 14th to visit and check out the amazing silent auction." The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. All monies raised are given back to things that Trev loved in his community. So stay tuned to KJAN on air and online for additional updates on what the fund is doing. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig said the food box distributions are going so well, Anita Town and Country will host another USDA Farmers to Families food box distribution 1 week from this Saturday. The event takes place March 27th at the Anita Community Center at 805 Main Street from 10:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. until supplies are gone. All you have to do is pull up your vehicle, stay inside your car, and open the trunk. All the food boxes will be placed inside, or a food box. Anyone is welcome to visit the drive-through food box pickup, and no documentation of proof of need is required. The boxes will be given away at no cost. People from surrounding towns and communities are welcome. The USDA Farmers to Families food boxes are likely to contain fresh fruits and vegetables, dairy products, and meat. If you have a green thumb or an interest in growing your own produce or even flowers, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department is offering you the opportunity to do so through the use of one of 10 raised garden bed boxes in the community gardens at Mollett Park. The park is located at 1020 East 3rd Street Place. Now, that's just off of Mulberry Street, North Mulberry Street. It curves to the right there. It says dead end, but it has a cul-de-sac on it. Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen said when you rent one of the boxes, you can plant just about anything. And they even give you some of the tools needed to make your garden grow.
You know, if there's something that they've been wanting to try but not necessarily wanting to take up space in a garden that they have, this is a great opportunity to utilize, test things out. It comes with water down there. We have tools down there. And the raised beds from what people used last year, the produce seemed to turn out really well.
The raised gardens are designed to show people they can become self-sufficient by raising their own food for themselves and or others.
Saves money, and also I think the food tastes a little bit better when you grow it yourself.
The raised beds allow nutrients in the soil to be stored in the box, and they allow for proper soil drainage.
We provide everything. You know, it has the dirt already in there. So you just got to show up and you know, put the seed in the ground, give it a little bit of time and effort and see what you can do.
The boxes can be rented for $35 a piece.
It just kind of helps us cover some of the utility costs that comes with having the water down there, you know, making sure that we can continue to offer different tools, the compost, everything like that that we offer.
Rasmussen says a couple of the main rules are to make sure that what you're growing doesn't encroach on a neighboring garden box and that any chemicals not be sprayed or drift onto adjacent boxes. For more rules and regulations or more information, contact Bryant Rasmussen, Atlantic Parks and Rec Director at 712-243-3542. An Iowa City park has been renamed for a late resident and the first black winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. The Iowa City Council on Tuesday unanimously approved changing the name of Creekside Park to James Allen McPherson Park. McPherson enrolled at the University of Iowa Writers' Workshop after graduating from Harvard Law School and in 1978 won the Pulitzer for Elbow Room, a collection of short stories. He joined the Writers Workshop faculty in 1981 and died in 2016. The park that now bears his name was recently renovated and features a new playground, shelter, basketball court, and restroom. A state panel will meet today to set official estimates of state tax revenue for the next 15 months. Robust projections could lead House Republicans to accept the Iowa Senate's plan to accelerate state income tax cuts. But House Speaker Pat Grassley says a 2018 law includes a benchmark that state tax collections grow by at least 4% before the tax cuts are triggered to kick in. Governor Kim Reynolds support removing that tax revenue measurement, so a series of promised income tax cuts automatically take effect in 2023.
And she said that we recognize it's been a priority for the governors, so we'll engage in those conversations. Another factor in the tax debate has been federal pandemic relief money, which is not to be used by states to cut taxes. The U.S. Treasury Department has issued a statement saying states may cut taxes so long as an accounting shows that extra federal funds aren't the reason the state is in a position to cut taxes. Grassley said he hadn't seen that statement, but lawmakers will look at potential tax changes if it doesn't jeopardize the federal aid. He says, we obviously want to get money back into the pockets of hardworking Iowans, but we also want to do that in a responsible way, that we don't end up upside down like some of our neighbors. Last month, the governor of Illinois proposed corporate tax changes that would raise $932 million more in taxes. The state of Illinois faces a budget deficit. Iowa has a nearly $1 billion in cash reserves and the state's economic emergency fund. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.